Hey guys, welcome to the Power of Attorney podcast. I am your host, LaTanya Moore. Today, we are going to have a candid discussion about criminal justice reform with Mrs. Melba Pearson. She is a candidate for the Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office. She is an attorney specializing in civil rights and criminal law with an emphasis on policy. Before launching her consulting firm, MVP Law, she spent 3 years as a deputy director of the ACLU of Florida, where she worked to change police practices, expand voting rights, and reform the criminal justice system. Previously, Ms. Pearson was an assistant state attorney in Miami-Dade County for 16 years, culminating as assistant chief in the career criminal robbery unit, supervising junior attorneys while prosecuting homicides. She is the past president of the National Black Prosecutors Association, now serving as the foundation president. She's the immediate past president of the Gwen S. Cherry Black Women Lawyers Association and co-chair of the Prosecution Function Committee of the American Bar Association's Criminal Justice Section. Of course, she lives in Miami Beach with her husband, Bill. Melba, welcome to the Power of Attorney podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, LaTanya.
Awesome. So I want to say thank you. Thank you for raising your hand and saying, I am willing to take on this challenge. Because for those of you who are not familiar with Melba, her website is www.melba4miami.com. There you will see she has a really awesome platform. It is around bail reform, juvenile justice, police accountability, and transparency, which I know definitely for communities of color, all four of those are very, very important issues that are near and dear to my heart. So as a Black woman, I want to personally say thank you for not just raising your hand and running, but also running to make a difference in the lives, in our lives, and the lives of others around these very important issues.
So thank you. Thank you. It's one of those things that I look at our forefathers and foremothers who sacrificed their lives for us to be where we are. And I firmly believe that it's incumbent upon all of us to do what we can to further their work. For some of us, it's behind the scenes. For others, it's, you know, raising your hand and running for office, which is, you know, something I never really thought about. But as things unfolded, it became very clear that a change was needed, and we all have to answer the call to the best of our ability.
I love it, because a lot of people will know that there's a need for change, but they're not willing to step up. Campaigning isn't easy, guys. Running for office, it is not easy, because you still have a life that you have to balance as well. Melba, I want to ask you though, what was that thing or those things that really made you say, not only do I believe that a change needs to be made, but I'm going to do that.
So a few things. So first of all, you know, who heard my bio, and because of that, I've encountered so many folks over the course of my journey, whether it was through writing articles or interacting with impacted communities. I did a lot of hiring when I was a prosecutor at the state attorney's office, bringing in especially folks of color from around the country to pursue a career in prosecution. So from all of that, I made a lot of deep contacts within the community and within the legal community. And they had all been asking me, Melba, you really need to run. Since you left the office in 2017, so many things have changed, not for the better, but for the worse. And we really need you to come back and, you know, help put things right. And, you know, it's very hard to discount that when you saw people that you hired and mentored and poured into being so dissatisfied. So that's something that really sat on my spirit. But in addition, I looked at the incumbent, who was somebody that I had worked with and, you know, knew very well. She's an incumbent of 27 years. So my entire prosecutorial career, she was my boss. But in recent history, there have been a lot of missteps. Some of you may have heard about the Darren Rainey case, which was a person who was incarcerated in a prison here in South Florida, and four prison guards put him in a scalding hot shower and allowed him to die. No charges were ever filed against those officers. And then we had another situation where there was a police officer in the city of Hialeah who was sexually assaulting young women and girls of color, and again faced absolutely no repercussions until the feds got involved. The U.S. Attorney's Office here in the Southern District got involved and actually filed charges. So I saw that as a sign of the incumbent really not being attuned to what was going on, not really training properly, not giving prosecutors the resources to be successful, and also on a separate note, not embracing criminal justice reform. So all of those issues really sat with me, and in conjunction with the pleas from my former staff members, from members of the community, from survivors groups, even police officers, even though knowing that I have a platform of accountability, they too were asking me to run because they could not turn a blind eye to what was going on. So all of those things swirled, and I just really sat with it for as long as I could. And it just became abundantly clear that I needed to move forward. And then, you know, the last piece of the puzzle was talking to my father, who's a Jamaican man, immigrant. And he was basically like, you need to sacrifice for the good of the people. Because how long did it take for someone like you, a woman of, you know, black woman, an African-American woman, to be able to be in this position to even challenge her? If you don't do it, how much longer are the people going to have to wait? And, you know, with that advice, it was a wrap. So those were the things that basically led me to run. Yeah.
I love it. And thank you for sharing, because I think that it is crucial for people to know the motivation. They're able to understand that. And for those of you that don't know, she could be doing a whole lot of other things. this is a sacrifice, and I wanted to say that because I don't think that people understand that. I don't think that they understand that it is a sacrifice to run for public office. You are opening up your life, right, to scrutiny, yeah, because you just never know what your opponent will try to do or their supporters. And thank you again. I want to piggyback on what you mentioned, though, when you were talking about police officers who are supporting you, and you mentioned about police accountability, because I would like to believe that the average police officer is a good officer. They take their oath very, very seriously. And these are the people that are supporting you. Because I would think if I were a police officer and there was someone who was essentially just eroding the public trust, doing things like what you described, I would want someone that would make sure that that person was not a part of my department.
Right.
What has been some of the things that you have seen? And I know you mentioned that, but are there any others that you have seen that you feel need to be addressed with regard to police accountability?
Yeah, so some of the issues that we're encountering include when there is a police shooting, obviously there needs to be an investigation process, but we're seeing that those investigations will linger 3, 4, 5 years before there's a conclusion. And many times the conclusion is, well, it was a justifiable shooting. And I find that to be unjust from the perspective that it didn't take 5 years to come to that conclusion. You know, that conclusion was arrived at within a year to 2 years. So why is it taking so long? And I had brought that up in some of my discussions with the police brass, and they also agree because they don't want to see it linger that long, because during that time period, the officer in question may be on desk duty. They can't take actions to either remove them or reinstate them because because there's so much limbo with regards to the investigation. So I don't think that's justice for anyone when those investigations take on such a prolonged tone. But also, there's that accountability piece where the community is not seeing police officers held accountable for bad behavior. And they look at situations where, well, you know, Ray Ray or, you know, Joey or whoever did something similar with very little evidence, perceived very little evidence, and he was convicted and is serving life in prison. Meanwhile, a police officer did the exact same thing, and not only did nothing happen to them, they also got promoted and was able to move on with their lives and succeed. So when the community sees that, number one, they lose confidence in the criminal justice system, and number two, it impacts broader outcomes because victims don't come forward because they think, well, I'm not going to get justice in this community, in this current climate. And then witnesses who may see a crime may decide, well, I'm not going to involve myself because the system is rigged, so why should I aid in that? And that ends up resulting in communities being less safe because cases aren't being properly closed and people who harm our communities aren't getting justice and aren't being held accountable. So it's a broader impact than just, oh, the police officer and the people they interacted with. It sends a broader message to the community at large that the system is not fair. So that's why it's so important that police officers are held accountable for any misdeeds, the same way that the average citizen would be held accountable.
I love it. And I think that it's so important to rebuild public trust, like you mentioned.
Wow. It is always awesome to have someone that is entering into public service that's talking about these type of issues like you've just heard with Melba Pearson. Just to remind you, she is a candidate for state attorney for Miami-Dade County in Florida. This is part one. In part two, we are going to hear about the remaining wonderful aspects of Melba's platform. Stay tuned.